Welcome to the One Thing Global Leadership Summit podcast. Hi, I'm Daniel Lim, your host. Today, we're going to be discussing a very important topic, that is Bible engagement among young adults in America. Hi, thank you for joining us in today's podcast. I have a special guest with us today, Miss Laura Gish, and she is with me here live on site at the headquarters of the American Bible Society in Philadelphia, just yards away from the Liberty Bell and the Independence Hall. And Laura has been working with the American Bible Society for several years now. She carried a passion to see the young people in America fall in love with the Word of God and leave the Word of God and be transformed by the Word of God. But she's also well aware of the challenges that our young people face when we open up our Bible. Laura, you know, I know that you grew up in a time when the Bible is becoming more and more marginalized in our culture. You watched that happen. It was more centered when you were young. As you grow, you watch the culture drifting away. And some of your friends too, you know. And you grew up in the Bible Belt.
True.
And this is even affecting the Bible Belt. The Bible Belt is not immune to this crisis. Mm-hmm. So what are the common challenges you see when people try to engage the Bible, especially the young people?
Yes, just want to agree with everything you're saying. I grew up in the buckle of the Bible Belt. That was Dallas-Fort Worth. It was church on every corner, and it has truly been incredible to see what has happened in the last 15 years, even since I first opened up the Word of God. And I agree, there are a number of things coming against young people in their engagement with Scripture. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things in our culture today is distraction.
Wow.
We are a stimuli-driven and stimuli-addicted culture. Meaning it is so hard to be still. It is so hard to quiet all the noise. And to go into the Word of God is to have a posture of stillness, of one of searching for God, and one that's open to allow the Word of God to search us.
Wow.
We don't just read the Word reads us.
Wow.
And that exchange is vulnerable. It is one that is counter to our flesh. Our flesh says, I want what I want it now. We are, Burger King generation?
Yes.
Have it your way.
Yes.
The Word of God is a tool that divides, as we say all the time. It's the tool that is like a sword. It judges between thoughts and spirit, joints and marrow. It divides that, and it exposes those things in us, and it requires a givenness, a surrender.
Mm.
In our culture, we are very entitled, and we've been taught that you have your rights, and if we come against those rights, that it's an affront to your humanity.
Mm.
And I think when we encounter the Word of God, we have to approach it with humility. And our generation is one addicted to stimulus, and I am myself relearning what it means to be still again, what it means to come to the Word of God as a student, what it means to come to the Word of God is someone who is hungry to come under and let the Word read me.
Mm.
And I'm relearning this as someone who grew up in the church.
Mm.
So 15 years ago when I first opened the Word of God, it was during a period of my life when I had insomnia, and at night I would pour into Scripture.
Mm.
God met me powerfully. I would feel heat waves like fire all over my skin.
Whoa.
For hours I would read the Word at night. It was a dynamic time where Scripture changed me. It was the first time when I met God.
Wow.
Beyond what my parents taught me, beyond what I heard at church, it was my faith, my relationship for the first time. And I have seen even in my own life where my foundation was in the Word, and how the world I live in has tried to pull that out of me and distract me from that focus.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people that have grown up like me in the Word of God that have had to refine or center again and fight for that givenness to the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm reminded, Proverbs says, above all else, guard your heart, for from it's the wellspring. We can't talk about Bible engagement without talking about the engagement of our heart.
The condition of our heart.
Because they are tethered together.
Mm.
If our heart is in rebellion against God, we're not going to turn to the Word.
Mm-hmm.
If our heart is harboring sin and we don't want to surrender it, we're not going to turn to the Word.
Mm.
If our heart has other loves, little idols, little gods, small letter G, gods, those other things we're turning to for comfort, for immediate medication, those self-medication ways, they're going to distract us. And I think in our world, we just have to fight for our heart in that place of our heart, finding our life in God again. Whether you're like me, you grew up in the church, and you had foundations in the Word, we have to come back to that place over and over again. And the more we read the Word, the more we crave it. And that's the beauty. Wherever we're at in our journey today, in the Word of God, there is hope, because we can have as much of God as we want. We can have as much hunger as we want, and we can ask for it if we don't have it. And I know it's a prayer God wants to answer. And then there's people in the young adult population that didn't grow up in the church. Mm-hmm. So they didn't grow in that context that I might have shared of. I had a foundational experience in the Word where I loved Scripture and didn't want to hang out with my friends on Friday night. I wanted to read the Bible. Mm-hmm. That wasn't normal.
Yes.
And I thank God for those years. And I pray again for that. But there's my friends that are new believers in right. their mid to late 20s. They didn't right. grow up in the church. They didn't have the vernacular of church.
Right.
Those friends have a unique challenge. In the same time, they have a unique opportunity because they come with a fresh lens.
Right.
And that's really exciting because they don't come with some of the baggage that comes with the church and some of the places where we've messed up. And I think wherever we're at in the spectrum today, there is so much hope that the Word of God is alive and active, and we can have as much of God as we want. How hungry are we? And I think when it comes to the question of how do we engage God's Word more, it's a question of how can we condition our heart to hunger and thirst after God more? Because if we're hungry and thirsty, we're going to search for food. And we know the ultimate food is the living Word of God.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Amen.
Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I've heard two trends, and I would like you to comment on it. One is that some who grew up with some foundation of the Word, young people, mm-hmm. they go to college, and they got exposed with friends or even some other influence from the professors, mm-hmm. and they fall away because of certain narrative against the Bible. And at the same time, also the larger narrative in the secular media mm-hmm. against the Bible is also affecting the way we have confidence in the reliability and the truth of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So comment on that. Is that affecting the young people in any way in your experience, your journey mm-hmm. with the young people?
Absolutely. And I can speak to it from a cultural standpoint as well, living in the South, now living in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. My experiences have varied from when I was at the university. I went to a large private Christian university, mm. and I saw people leave the faith
within that environment. Wow!
It was a journey where God opened my eyes to see there is a spiritual battle at hand.
Right.
And it wasn't the majority. That was certainly the minority, but it happened. And then coming to Philly, comparing the schools of thought around interpretation of Scripture. And it is much more liberal here than it was there.
Yes.
But I see the same question in the young people's mind. And that is, you know, what is truth?
Right.
We can all argue something. I've heard brilliant debates that are on the other end of the spectrum of my belief system of Scripture. When I interpret something, I interpret it this way. And I can hear a brilliant debate from someone coming at it from another angle that I would say, well, I don't necessarily agree with that in Scripture.
Right, right.
We can sort of debate our angle, and ultimately, I think young people, they have a struggle because we're a very offended culture, and we easily take offense. Our social media culture, we post something, it's really easy to post something on social media and not look at that person face to face. But when we have to have a real conversation, when we get to have a real relationship, I think that's when we get to really unpack what it means to respectably discuss the Word of God and respectably debate in a place of honor of one another. And ultimately, we have to entrust each other's journey to God and in them to God, that He is working in their life. And we want to pray for each other when we come on different ends of the camp and different ends of the spectrum. Because I think in a vulnerable place of searching for truth, if we close our heart because of offense, we might miss very well the very thing God has for us. We have to guard ourselves, especially in this generation, against offense. There's a book, The Bait of Satan, talks about this concept. And I think when it comes to seeing young people leave the church, we don't want to offend other people. We find that the scripture has statements and has paradigms that are black and white, and it can cause people to be divisive. When I think ultimately the message of the gospel is a message of love, and if we say the truth in love, we're giving them the greatest gift of love we can give. And in the journey of discovering what that is, and when people are finding their way on that spectrum, whether you're in a more liberal school of thought or more conservative school of thought, if we can come around the word of God with a heart of humility, with a heart of teachability, with a heart that's guarded against offense, that's willing to enter in some of the difficult conversations, I think we're in a better position of really experiencing what unity can look like and really discovering the truth of God in a fresh way. And I want that for my generation. I want that for those
around. You want us to be open, because the seeking of truth require a open heart and open mind. You know, I remember in the 70s, a conversation about being open-minded is an inquisitive mind towards other option. Right now, it's the other way around. To be open-minded is to not be dogmatic against God, to be open to the scripture, to be open to the truth of the scripture. Anyway, I think it's good for us to spend our last few minutes on what are the baby steps that you find that has been effective for you, and that you have found that has been effective for your friends, to begin this baby step to grow in the engagement of scripture. What are the things that you think will be helpful? Practical steps.
Yes.
Let's say our heart is now cold or lukewarm, and we don't know where to start. What would you advise our audience?
Yeah, it's an awesome question. One, start with prayer. Ask God for the grace to grow in these things. Two, community. I actually heard Bobby Grinwald, founder of YouVersion, say, statistically, those that use the YouVersion app are way higher in their engagement when they engage the Word of God with other people in community.
Right.
So if you can find an accountability buddy or maybe even a friend group, multiple people that have agreed to do, let's say, a scripture journey with you, this is a super practical step. You could download the app and do a scripture journey with them. Having someone that, or multiple people that hold you accountable, you get to do it together, you get to dialogue around the word together, that's a really easy next step to continue in a devotional life.
So is there some helpful links that perhaps you can recommend our audience later? We can post it down below our podcast, either YouVersion or anything from ABS that's relevant.
Yes. Absolutely. I can get you those links from YouVersion. ABS has a number of blog resources.
Yes,
and
we
can
love
get you
that.
Emails, absolutely. There's all sorts of journeys available, and we'll send you those links in the bottom of this podcast.
That is so amazing. And would you recommend that if for people who say, I don't want to start a New Year resolution and then just in the month of June, I decided that, you know, I don't have the stamina to carry through and I feel guilty about it. Would you recommend the audience take a shorter term commitment for a period of time and then re-sign up? Is there a better way to do it? Or what's your experience?
Absolutely. Yes, they say goals are supposed to be SMART, which one of those letters, T, is time-bound.
Okay.
Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound.
Wow, well
so
said.
We want goals like that in our life. And you know how you overcome a bad habit? Through another habit. So you want to make a new habit of being in the Word, and that takes time. They say at least 21 days to form a habit. So
21 days, it's completely doable.
I think that's doable. That's a good starting goal, 21 days.
Wow. That's remarkable. I would encourage everyone who's listening to adopt some form of a 21-day spiritual consecration and ask the Lord to give you a fresh love for the Word of God. Laura, would you pray over this young adult generation for a fresh zeal for God's Word? Because I know the Spirit of God is working in America, and He's going to awaken many young people to love the Word of God, because we have an inner witness within us that point us to God, our Creator. And so He will revitalize that fire.
Amen.
So would you pray?
Let's pray. God, we come before You just with gratitude for giving us Your Word. You want us to be fed and nourished in our inner spirit. And ultimately, feeding this builds our connection with You. And You are the source of our life. And I pray over our generation that, God, You would awaken spiritual hunger like never before. In this time when we are surrounded by choices, what an opportunity to choose You and glorify You when we could choose so many other things at our disposal. On our smartphones, we can get anything at our fingertips. There's knowledge to everything at our fingertips. And God, may we be found seeking after the knowledge of God. And we thank you, Lord, that as we cry out to you, you will respond to this prayer. We pray for an outworking of your Spirit like never before, stirring in us a hunger for your word. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Laura, thank you for contributing today. And thank you for joining us on this podcast. Stay tuned for the next one, because we have a lot more resource for you to help you grow in your spiritual journey. As for leaders across the body of Christ, the lack of Bible literacy and Bible engagement is an epidemic in the Western world. We need to turn that tide. We need the Holy Spirit, but we also need good tools. So stay tuned and join us on the next podcast.